102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP. It's 7:22 Monday morning.
So, you know, I just thought people should know that this is actually going down because it sounds crazy. The headline of the Daily News from yesterday, 10,000 California veterans ordered to pay back enlistment bonuses. Okay, so back in the mid to like around 2008 or so, when they needed people to reenlist, they would give bonuses. Let me just read this to you. Nearly 10,000 California veterans must pay back hefty reenlistment bonuses that they earned a decade ago when they signed up to fight in Iraq and Afghanistan, the Pentagon has ordered. Many of the California National Guard soldiers received more than $15,000 to reenlist in the mid-2000s when the country was struggling to fill the force as two overseas wars raged on, the LA Times reported. Pentagon investigations determined the California Guard handed out bonuses too liberally, giving them to many soldiers who didn't qualify as state officials faced difficulties meeting enlistment quotas. And instead of forgiving the overpaid soldier, many of whom served multiple tours of duties overseas in exchange for those bonuses, the California Guard has asked for the money back. This woman, quote, "I feel totally betrayed," said Susan Haley, a former Army Master Sergeant who was deployed to Afghanistan in 2008 after she was given a $20,500 bonus for her six-year reenlistment. She is now being forced to pay the Pentagon $650 a month to chip away at her debt.
Oh, man.
Quote, "They'll get their money, but I want those years back." She gave them 6 years for 20 grand.
Mm-hmm.
6 years. And now they're coming out and they told you you owe it back. So she held up her end.
Right.
And now they're taking that money back from her.
If I'm not mistaken, don't they sign a contract with the government saying, "I will serve"?
Yeah.
So then how's the government breaking that contract? They signed a contract. They're on the other side of it.
The California Guard has asked about 9,700 soldiers and veterans to pay back their bonuses. Those who do not will face interest charges, tax liens, and wage deductions. Officials admitted the request is financially devastating for many of the veterans, but said they can't do anything about it. At the end of the day, the soldiers ended up paying the largest price. Major General Matthew Beavers, Deputy Commander of the California Guard, told the newspaper, "We'd be more than happy to absolve these people of their debts. We just can't do it. We'd be breaking the law. It's coming from the Pentagon."
How's that breaking the law if they have a contract?
Ready for this? Many indebted soldiers and veterans have filed appeals hoping their debts will be absolved. However, during the long guarantee-less process, interest accrues and jacks up the service members' debt even further. Robert Richmond said he earned a $15,000 bonus when he reenlisted. This is what got me. He reenlisted for $15,000. The Army Sergeant First Class, who suffered permanent brain and back injuries when he was hit with a roadside bomb during a 2007 redeployment, now owes $19,694.62 thanks to the interest and penalties he's incurred as he's filed appeals. Quote, "I signed a contract that I literally risked my life to fulfill," he said. "We want somebody in the government, anybody, to say this is wrong and we'll stop going after this money." How effing insane is that story?
That's why I thought it wasn't real. I mean, the Pentagon doesn't need $15,000 from each of those soldiers, ever. It's nothing. That is nothing in the Pentagon budget.
The fact that...
And they made the mistake paying too many people too liberally, that's not the soldiers' fault.
No,
the soldiers weren't scamming the government. The government had them sign contracts. And how many people died who were paid? All these people risked their lives or were deployed and committed to risking their lives. How do you even...
Dude, I'm reading this.
This doesn't make any sense to me.
I saw this story last night, and I'm reading it. I'm like, that can't be right. And I'm reading it.
Right.
And I'm reading it. And as I'm reading it, I'm feeling my jaw open and open and
doesn't
open.
Seem
and
possible.
I'm saying to myself, how is nobody helping these people?
Right. This is so simple for a politician to get in front of and be completely right on.
Right. If I'm Trump... Right now, I'm telling this story, and I'll say, I guarantee you this. If I get into office, none of you are paying a dime.
Yeah. How do the California politicians, every Republican, Democrat, Independent...
But this is the Pentagon.
...get together and say, this is not going to happen. We're going to fix this right now. Whatever law you have to pass. That's ridiculous. All right, 727. Here's Ted with traffic.
Your BAB Sunrise Toyota Long...
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. It's 7:31. It is a disturbing story, so much so I actually thought it was fake. The 10,000 soldiers in California who are in the California National Guard have to pay back their enlistment bonuses, some of them re-enlistment bonuses, for their tours they did, like in Iraq, Afghanistan.
So they,
and they got thousands of dollars to re-enlist to encourage them to come in because we were having a hard time getting soldiers.
Right, so they sign up for 6 years in the reserves, go over, do tours in war, in Iraq, in Afghanistan. They hold up their end, and then they get back, and the government wants their money back.
Because they handed out bonuses too liberally, it says, from the California. So the Pentagon has ordered this. It's like they have no conscience. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Common sense.
Yeah, I was just listening to you guys talk about with the military and everything. That just made me so sick.
Doesn't it?
So ridiculous.
How dare they? I'm driving through Eisenhower Park right this second, driving past a memorial, and you're telling me they're taking money from people that were killed, people that were disabled. I have a son-in-law that is in the military fighting for this country right now. How dare they? That is sick.
All because a master sergeant in the Guard filed false claims and handed out $15 million to ineligible soldiers. She's serving prison time because she messed up.
Right.
So why would these guys have to pay back this many years later a small amount of money but to the government, but a huge amount to each of these soldiers?
But that's just sad. That is the saddest thing I've ever heard in my life. I don't understand.
Yeah, it's pretty pathetic.
I don't understand what's happened to our country.
Thank you. Thanks for the call.
It's nuts.
A disturbing story from California. Hopefully someone gets behind it and fixes it and stops it in its tracks.
Honestly, right now,
but some of them are already paying it monthly.
Trump should be screaming this from the mountaintops.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock with Roger and JP. WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. It's 7:35. Well, the master sergeant who handed out the bonuses too liberally in California is in jail serving a 30-month sentence for handing out reenlistment bonuses to potential soldiers in the California National Guard. This is years ago, like 10, 15, 20 years ago. But now they're asking, the Pentagon has ordered the soldiers, the individual soldiers, after serving all their time and they're doing their duty, to pay back this money, which could be $6, $10, $15, $20,000.
Yeah, it was about 10 years ago. It started in the mid-2000s. It's nuts.
Good morning, B.A.B. Go ahead.
Devastating that is to California. That's only in California?
Yep, so far.
That's unbelievable. These people put their lives on the line for us.
This guy, he's...
Yeah, and they signed, signed a contract. That's what I don't understand. If they had to sign a contract and fulfill it...
It doesn't make any sense at all how you could sign a contract, get money, put your life at risk, and then say, oh, excuse me, but I need some money back.
Right, especially this guy who suffered permanent brain and back injuries when he was hit with a roadside bomb. You're going to ask that guy for $20,000 back, you goddamn heathens?
Hey,
should be shot, drawn, and quartered.
Yeah, even if you're on a boat in Guam and you never got close to the fighting, you served, you did what you were supposed to do.
You signed your deal.
And you didn't think it was a ripoff. That was your incentive to join. They needed you.
You honored your contract and you honored your country.
I don't get it. The whole thing, again, it seems like a fake story to me. It's so unreal, and it doesn't make any sense to me that our government would do that.
Oh, see, here's the thing. That's where I disagree with you. I don't trust our government at all.
Have you ever heard of this before? I mean, this is why it's a story.
Does it make me sick? Yes. Does it surprise me? Nothing surprises me anymore.
It's 102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. When we're living here 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. It's 7:40. We're just talking about a really strange story that has come out of California, but seems to be very real for people who enlisted in the National Guard about 10 years ago.
Yeah, the headline was 10,000 California veterans ordered to pay back their enlistment bonuses. So in a nutshell, over 10,000 people who signed up for the reserves got bonuses, $15,000 to $20,000. They went and in most cases signed up for 6 years. This one woman, Susan Haley, says she feels totally betrayed. She's a former Army Master Sergeant who was deployed in Afghanistan in 2008. And she was given a bonus of $20,500 for a six-year reenlistment. And now she's got to pay the Pentagon $650 a month to slowly chip away at a debt. She goes, they'll get their money, but I want those years back. So now the soldiers are all sorts of pissed off, and rightfully so. How do you ask these people to go out and go into active duty and go into war zones? And then they held up their end, and you want them to pay you back?
Here's the strange thing. It's the California National Guard this story is about. this could be, if everybody was a little too liberal with the bonuses, could this be any state?
Dude, what's the difference?
Is it going to ripple right through all the states?
What's the difference between buying a car?
Because they had to get these people.
Paying your car off, right? You held up your end of the contract, you paid the car off, and the car dealership says, no, we want our car back.
Right.
We want our car. But I held up my end. No, we gave you the deal you got was too good. We want the car back.
Let's hope this doesn't happen in all states. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Can't tell me that Donald Trump is going to jump all over this one.
I think he should.
Oh, man, he's going to be on this thing by tonight.
It's an alley-oop.
Yeah, no kidding. It's a layup. It's an absolute layup for him. His people should have him all over this.
Or her. Anybody. Man. Clinton could do it too. It's absurd. It's the Pentagon.
Yeah, but this is her. This is but it's a Pentagon under a Democratic rule right now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So she can't say a word about it. Trump can scream like a mofo if he wants to.
It boils down to the president, correct? I mean, he could say, "Hey, you know what? This isn't going to happen."
It's right?
Yeah, he's commander in chief. That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, he could squash this thing if he wanted to today.
I would hope he would. Wow. Yeah. I would hope that this gets stopped in its tracks now that it's starting to get some publicity and it's out in the news a little bit. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. That's a lot. $15,000 to pay back is a lot to a singular person, especially when you hear about what the veterans
paid,
and it's not a lot of money.
I can't read this quote enough. Robert Richmond, $15,000 bonus when he reenlisted. Got permanent back and brain injuries when he was hit with a roadside bomb in 2007. Mm. Now the government's coming back for him, and they're saying he owes them $19,694. Mm. Said, I signed a contract that I literally risked my life to fulfill.
Well, let's hope they do the right thing and get this taken care of. And then we can say, right, that's what we do. We fix stuff like that here in the United States. Because how we would let that go by, I don't know. Sure doesn't seem right. 7:43. We'll do the top 10 list at 8:20, where you guys guess what's on the top 10 then at 9 o'clock. If you haven't heard, Roger Waters doing a couple shows at the new Coliseum next year. And when you hear Pink Floyd between 9 and 10 during our commercial-free workday kickoff, you could win those tickets if you're caller 20. So listen between 9 and 10 for Floyd. Right now, Ted has traffic.
Your BAB Sunrise Toyota Long Island traffic. And we got lots of volume in both directions on the southern state between the Meadowbrook and Route 1.